Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, the impeachment in the House, now the impeachment trial in the Senate, and we're seeing that North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is taking on a prominent role.
Yes, Congresswoman Stefanik, the Republican from Scotterville, will serve as a member of President Trump's impeachment defense team. This was made an announcement from the White House. That statement from the Office of the Press Secretary listed her name as well as seven others. I am honored to be named by President Trump as a member of his impeachment defense team, said Congresswoman Stefanik. I am proud to stand up for the Constitution, my constituents in New York's 21st District, and the American people's vote. Stefanik has served the district since 2015.
Well, from there, we go to the 46th State Senate District, where the race is shaping up and refining itself, including the dropping out of an Amsterdam Democrat.
Yes, an Amsterdam Democrat has dropped out of the race for the 46th State Senate District. Jeff Stark issued a statement Tuesday suspending his campaign, which was already underway before incumbent State Senator George A. Amador's surprise announcement in late November he would not seek re-election to his position in the district. Amador is a Republican from Rotterdam. Stark said he will support Michelle Hinchey of Saugerties, the daughter of the late U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey, for whom Stark once campaigned. I believe Michelle Hinchey has been a great role model and will do her best to represent the 46th Senate District with the same vigor as her father, Stark said.
Finally, we have a new Siena poll, which has some interesting findings on bail reform.
Public attitudes towards the criminal justice reforms that included elimination of most cash bail have flipped to the negative since the law took effect on January 1st, according to a new Siena Research Institute poll. A statewide poll released Tuesday found that registered voters now feel the new law is more bad than good by a 49% to 37% margin. That's a reversal from last April, when most New Yorkers thought the law was good, 55% to 38%. The law, adopted as part of the 2019-2020 state budget process, eliminated cash bail for misdemeanors, many nonviolent felonies, and some violent crimes, resulting in a number of instances in which people accused of crimes as serious as bank robbery and manslaughter have been released without bail.
Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dave.